Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geek That Podcast, your one-stop shop for everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the first of which is still recovering from a weekend in the H. See what I'm doing?
What's going on? H-Town Dooley here. What's going on?
Thank you. And my second co-host, who likes to call anime cartoons. See what I'm spicing?
Yo, yo, yo. What it do? What it is? It's your boy, Spice Dingers!
And my third co-host, who thinks isekai is the most superior anime genre for some reason, say what up, Roy.
What up? It's your boy, Roy.
All right. Before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps us move up in the algorithm and also brings in new listeners. And also, if you're listening to the audio version of this, check out the video version available on our YouTube channel, Geek Dev Productions. We post clips, movie, TV reviews, and more. And now with the promotion out the way, let's get into these topics. Let's jump right into the music that's going on. So, Spicer, you brought this to our attention. What's going on with your boy Chris Brown and Usher?
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it was this past weekend, and I believe it was Chris Brown's birthday. And for Chris Brown's birthday, Usher threw a party at a roller skating rink. And at this roller skating rink was somebody that Chris Brown wasn't too happy to see. You know, Chris Brown likes to have a good time. And, you know, apparently he was a little bit under the influence when this situation did happen. They were basing it off him, you know what I'm saying, stumbling and doing all this other stuff in the video. You can annotate it however you want. But apparently what happened was Chris Brown was not happy to see Teyana Taylor at his birthday party, and this could be stemming from the fact that Teyana Taylor backed out of a performance at the 2022 American Music Awards. And this wasn't necessarily a back out for, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to do the performance with you. I think it was more so she was having a movie release, and you know what I'm saying, that's why she didn't do it. But at the same time, this would have been a big coming out for Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying, we really haven't seen him do a performance like this, so to see Chris Brown on a stage like this within the last few years or something like that, you know what I'm saying, would have been really good. And so Chris Brown initially came up and he's like, get her the F out of here, you know what I'm saying, get her out of here, I don't want her in here. And Chris Usher sees it, and he tries to come and defuse the situation. And apparently the situation leads to outside. Some words are exchanged. I believe Chris Brown called Usher a coward or something like that. And, you know, fist started flying, shit started scuffling. And apparently, you know, Usher had a bloody nose or something like that at the end of the scuffle. And this is something where, you know, you could look at it as, you know, Chris Brown is wild or whatever, or you can believe it as, you know what I'm saying, this shit didn't really go down like this. I believe there was a confrontation. Do I believe that Chris Brown jumped Usher? No, I don't necessarily believe that. You know what I'm saying, Usher was somebody that was his mentor and everything like that. I don't think Chris Brown would stoop that low to really do something like that.
He's such good social credit, right? You know, Chris Brown.
He's a great fucking guy. He's a great citizen, you know?
As a resident Chris Brown supporter, you know what I'm saying?
You know, he's a Mr. Beast out here, you know? And what they're kind of like basing some of the evidence off is, you know what I'm saying, there wasn't no visible injury at the Lovers and Friends Music Festival that just recently happened. So, you know, and there wasn't any animosity. You know, so I mean, for someone to get jumped and then really, you know,
punch or something.
They said he got jumped. Literally over the weekend. That was the thing
they jumped on him. Like his bodyguards like jumped on Usher, you know what I'm saying? It was just shit all over the fucking place. But you know what I'm saying, there wasn't any sign of injury or animosity at Lovers and Friends. That's what I'm choosing to believe. And I really hope this is something that blows over, because this is like the last thing Chris Brown needs.
Sounds like they took a page for what Chris Rock said, you know, don't fight in front of white people. That's exactly
what he
said. I mean, it looked like a black event. It had a bunch of black, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was smiling. Everybody was having a good time with the roller skating rink. We saw the pictures ahead of time, saw the little video ahead of time, you know, Chris Brown, you know, hovering over Usher. All, you know, all cheesing and shit. And then later on that same day, we get that little notification that says Chris Brown and group jump Usher, and it's like, and not again.
That is such a big headline, bro. I was just like, yo, what? Like,
but the thing is, like, during that day, you saw videos of like Usher, or not Usher, Chris Brown at the party, and he's like dancing crazy, like he's going insane, like all the rumors are true, like this man is just, hey, it's his birthday, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's your birthday,
if he wants to, you know what I'm saying?
And if it's your birthday at the roller skating rink and you see somebody invited that you don't want to see there, you know, you might trip after a few Henny shots and a couple of L's, you know what I'm saying? A couple of blizzies out here, you know what I mean?
Peacemakers get punched in the face too, man. If you see me upset, like, don't try to calm me down, all right? Like, sometimes you got to just let me...
Really? No, I can't step
sometimes
in?
You gotta sit in the corner and let me get mad, all right? Because if you get in the way, you're going to get caught in this crossfire. So, shout out to Chris Brown, Virginia, stand up. We out here. Like, I like that shit sometimes. I don't know. Let him get upset.
Dole saying it all right now, but he was in Houston talking about Seattle and this bitch.
I let him know what it was.
I dare someone to do something. I was like,
let him know what it was and what they do. Walk away. Yeah. Because you know what happens if you try to calm me down? You know what happens if you try to calm me down? And that's what I kind of feel Chris Brown here. Like,
Seattle and this bitch.
That's the phrase that's going to really get
me. If someone hears Seattle, they know this guy means business. So at that point, it was like, all right, let me.
Bitch.
Oh man, Tech Capital. He's got money. He's gonna sue the fuck out of me
or something. I don't know what he can do. I don't know what he's capable of. No, I don't know. I kind of. It is crazy to see Chris Brown do that again. But honestly, it's not unexpected. But
it didn't happen
again.
Oh, it never happened.
It didn't happen.
If it didn't happen, I mean, the fact that it's that believable for us,
because it happened.
You know what I'm saying? That's the sad part.
It's like maybe 80% it didn't.
But you know what? Shout out to Chris Brown's PR team.
Another music news. 50 Cent has announced that he is going on tour for his 20th anniversary of Get Rich or Die Trying. Abdul, as the resident 50 Cent stan, how hard are you?
I'm not gonna lie. I already told y'all I'm so ready for this. I got my Fenty's ready to throw on stage for my boy right now. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be pretty exciting. This is massive. No pause. I can't wait because what he's gonna be performing, like, what he has, like, a bunch of tour dates. I don't know the last time he's even toured in the U.S. And he's also gonna have Busta Rhymes and Jeremiah with him. Busta Rhymes is like a known fun performer to see, and Jeremiah and him have really good songs together. I'm ready to see him sweat. I'm ready to see him be out there, ready to see have these people open for him. Like, it's it's gonna be one of those things. There's a lot of people that's been coming out. Like, it's weird. I saw this one quote. I think it was Beyonce said something when she was like, hey, like, before I ever learned how to perform, I used to look at 50 Cent, videos on stage, and that's kind of what amped me up, and I would remember what he told me.
Yo, that is...
it was crazy. That's what I said, too. I was like, dude, really? 50 Cent was, like, the motivator for her performance? And, yeah, lo and behold, like, look where Beyonce came now. I don't know.
Yo, you
know,
not even to cut you off, son, like, that is a good story, because I deadass watch Mini Men every time I almost, like, every time I go out the bowl, son. I gotta watch the Mini Men video, like, why? And sometimes I watch some of his performances, and too, like, he really does, like, control the crowd.
Spicer,
and like,
Spicer,
like,
stop.
No, stop.
Do not support this nigga with his bullshit.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
No, like, no,
imagine,
no, so...
imagine he comes out the stage like he did on the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and he's hanging upside down again, and then it's like, I've seen him just control the crowd, and it's actually insane. You know, it really is insane to think that.
This, like, your first time seeing him, like, ever?
Yeah, like, in concert, I've never seen him. I've seen him at a club before in Miami. God. You know, like, just being at the club.
Touched his shoulder.
He showed up there. I touched his, they touched his shoulder.
Yo, you're going to have no voice. So you're going to literally rap every fucking lyric there. Like, what you going to do if he takes his shirt off? You're going to be like, ah! Or are you going to just gonna, like, keep it chill? You going to keep it chill? Keep it straight faced?
No, like, I already told a few friends around here, too. Like, yo, I'm going. And they were like, yeah, I'm trying to get tickets, too. I told Trell, yo, fly over here. I'm excited, but I don't know if y'all have ever felt this. Like, to see your favorite artist from your childhood. I didn't get to see him in, like, 2003, 2004 because I was a kid. So... seeing someone, like, you didn't get to see them in their prime, but now you're kind of seeing them now, but they're still kind of, like, the best artist ever. Is there no one y'all wanted to see? Like,
I mean, that's, like, what happened when I saw Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, he's still, like, I guess, like, somewhat dropping music and stuff. So, like, with 50, like, it's going to be, like, a huge tour because it's going to be so much reminiscence with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to, like, it's going to be hard for him to do the track list for this joint. Like, how long is he going to be on stage and what type of demographic of crowd is going to be there? Like, is he going to do, like, Guess Who's Back, like, type of shit? Or is he going to do, like, album cuts, like radio hits type of shit, and then like kind of like take it back or whatever? Because like I don't even think he's with like Who Kid or anything like that anymore, right? So it's like
dang, did I freeze? I'm sorry, I think I froze for a second.
Want to continue and not talk about freezing?
My bad. No, I hear what you said. Yeah, no, I was just adding that. Yeah, like he isn't with Who Kid anymore, but there really isn't any album cuts per se, or like I think a song on Get Rich Die Tryin' that nobody knows. And because it's the tour of Get Rich Die Tryin', I obviously imagine that being the anchor of the show. He might open up with some mixtape records like you mentioned, but I don't know. It's literally a Get Rich or Die Tryin' album. It's like, I feel like it's made for us. Like, if you were a kid when this album came out and 20 years later, you're an adult and you get to go see him perform this, like, songs that kind of introduced me into music overall, some people's first album ever, to see this being performed in front of you, man, this is going to be massive. I'm wearing my G-Unit clothes. I'm wearing my G-Unit fitted. I'm going to find a spinner chain if I can. Like, it's, everything is going to happen, you know?
Is there any chance we'll see anyone from G-Unit?
You're going to see Tony Yayo and Uncle Murda for sure. I don't think you're going to see Lloyd Banks, but I don't know. You know, at the same time, like,
City, he brings out Lloyd Banks in, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then also, like, it was like a few years ago, I think at Summer Jam or something, when G-Unit was broken up then, and is broken up now, technically. But yeah, a few years ago at like Summer Jam, he brought out Young Buck, and that was when they were like feuding, and then he kind of just surprised the fans on stage, like, yo, we're good. So there is a possibility of that. My wishful thinking would, you could see someone like The Game pop up on stage with him.
That's a fuck, you know? No, nigga.
Yeah, that's definitely not gonna happen.
Hey, but like, this could be something that's really cool too, because I'm looking at the title and this is called The Final Lap Tour. Like, I think this is something that he's gonna want to like document, and this may be something that, you know what I'm saying, he's producing to like come out on one, on a network or YouTube, something like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, YouTube, that would be dope. Like, plenty of artists are doing that, where like they do their first leg, second leg of tours, and he's doing North America and Europe. Like, I really hope I can get the tickets for the Virginia Beach show, but I'm just like really like excited to see like the demographic of people that would like show up to a 50 Cent show, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is,
like,
bro.
Like,
it is
the huge. Only it's... brown there, probably, son.
No.
Yeah, it's all going to be just Asians. It's going to be the biggest Asians.
Mad Asians, whites, and blacks.
Do you know how many like Middle Eastern people love 50 Cent? It's actually ridiculous over there. So come on, son. We go.
How many biggest sales were like over there?
Yeah, he's huge over there. No homos. Actually, extra homo. He's huge over there. So I'm ready for this. But yeah, let me
Have you seen Busta Rhymes before?
No, I've never seen Busta Rhymes before, so this will be that. I completely forgot about him, but yeah, that's just
cool. Damn. Man, that's just gonna be really cool as well, like hearing those like fucking Timbaland beats in person, and the fact that like he can still rap these lyrics like super fast and with the cadences and everything. So I'm like, that's gonna be like, that's so tough, son. Like, and he doesn't look at me now, joint. He doesn't look at me now, like, flawless. Every time, like, I seen it twice, and man, it is
veins popping out the neck and shit. Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna be intense. Yeah, it's gonna be
any wishful thinking that Eminem or Dr. Dre will pull up.
I would love to see Eminem. I would love to see Eminem. I feel like Eminem is definitely feasible. We've seen Eminem pop up at like I think when he was at Rolling Loud once, it was like a few years ago, or Coachella or something. Yeah, and Eminem like surprise come out there, and they did Patiently Waiting. Come on, man.
Wow.
You don't want me to keep.
But that's only like certain cities type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I don't know if Seattle will get that kind of love.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't like hope for that where you're at. Like, I wouldn't hope for that where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely.
What do you mean?
Like,
he's gonna pull on Macklemore.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy.
That'll be insane. That's your boy. I bet it is. Macklemore.
True underground rapper.
But yeah, man. Shout out to 50 Cent, yo. 20 years later, still killing it. Killing it in TV and about to show us up in music. Like, yeah. Remember who your real favorite rapper is. Your favorite rapper could never.
So, is this where that never mind, it could be too early to introduce. What I was gonna say, like, is this where the writer's strike could be coming from? Oh. 50's been going on a goddamn world tour, can't write shit.
I mean, like, power is on hiatus, you know. Power Book 3 is in hiatus right now, so just throwing that out there too.
Yeah. Oh, so you gotta bring up speaking of the writer's strike, I think we're going into week 2 of this going on. And it's affecting, it was a first affecting just mad of like the late night shows. Like those got canceled right off the bat. But now there's other stuff that is blocking. Like I'm pretty sure it's blocking like the new Marvel TV shows that are coming out and movies that are coming out. But is there anything in particular like the writer's block has stopped you guys from enjoying that's a show? Or
is CW still like a Marvel, like, or DC?
That's never been a Marvel.
I guess, yeah. Disney. Like, I guess that was what do Marvel shows come out on?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Disney Plus. No, yeah.
I guess, like, not right now, because, like, all the shows are the main shows that we're watching are already done, right?
Yeah, so, like, it's done.
No.
Like, Succession, like, if I want to watch Succession right now, I just watch, you know what I'm saying? There's not going to be, the writer's strike's not going to affect that. But if there's a new season of Succession, then it's going to be affected. And that's kind of where, like, I'm guessing these, who are they even fighting against? Like, who are the writers even striking against?
I mean,
like,
you're striking.
This is the Directors Guild of America. So yeah. They're a unionized, like, they're wanting more pay. More pay.
Yeah, I get. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you're. So, I mean, that's where they have the advantage over them, right? Like, because the guild basically can just, like they're talking about, just get some AI motherfuckers up in there, you know what I'm saying? Start writing some scripts, and then we might not notice.
Yeah, that's we the like risk.
That, notice. But it's that's like with the AI script shit, is like, how do you search that shit up? Is it like Goodfellas, fucking the town, and then it's like I want a script like that, and then it's just like something gets fucking generated or something like that. Like how
you
does
would,
that
you would work? You would probably hire somebody that's good with AI, and then you would ask them to create a model to then create scripts from.
Yeah,
it's like I went to a class for this for like Microsoft, and they were trying to talk like building up your document library so it can automatically like label your documents for you and shit, so you know people don't have to do that themselves. And like it would be the same idea. It's just like build that shit up, and then it's gonna learn. Okay, you want a Goodfellas scene or Goodfellas feel to your script? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or vibe? And then it's gonna.
I want the town action or something.
Yeah, but they all gotta be black characters. Like, you know,
bro, I mean, it affected Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. But I feel like if you do successfully get that off on an AI, like. It's kind of shitty to go on strike when something like this just released. It's like, yo, y'all couldn't have picked the worst timing to go on strike. Like, you literally have the ability to be replaced. The easiest thing to replicate is drafting up emails or write me out something to do. So, or just write something, period, through like ChatGPT. Anybody can do it. So imagine even back then if the writer's strike went on when Game of Thrones was in its final season and they asked AI to generate that. That last season they did damn near feels AI generated. So... Now that that's
I don't think so.
You think they could have done better?
I mean, they would have done better because they would have done better.
But I'm just saying,
no, because
the writers are about to get problems. You know, they're not losing their job to like a computer or something. Like you can have a bunch of computers write scripts for you. That doesn't like take the place of like actual good writing.
Sure, but like what it could do is if you go on strike while the show is already airing, this AI has the ability or a potential capability to replace what you've already created. So like if you already have the requirements made on an AI or just on a TV show per se, like write me Power Book 3 Raising Kanan season 3, start from episode 1 needs to be about Kanan going back to his father or, you know, trying to kill his father, like whatever the case may be. I think you have like a requirement built there where you can kind of be like, okay, this is how it's going to work now. So
we're gonna see.
Crazy because like at a certain point, like maybe then like they didn't have it in their contracts because they didn't know like AI was going to be like such a big thing now, but like there has to be like something in your contract soon or like or some sort of like copyright, because like essentially like that's plagiarism. Like if you want to say like, I mean, give me season 3 or something like that, but it's like it's from previous work, you know what I'm saying? Like where is that AI going to generate from, or where is this shit necessarily like pulling this information from, you know what I'm saying? Is it
you're right. No, you're 100% right. That's actually how what was it about? The whole Drake situation thing? That's how they they got that out the way. Because like you said, you're using my likeness. So you're taking my old records to even build your model, which right there is copyright infringement. So like, yeah, technically, I don't know how they would do it. Because you're right. If you could just, maybe you create a model in the background. But if someone ever asks you, like, how did you create your model? And it's like, oh, I stole 500, you know, drug show scripts. And then that's how I came up with my power script. Then, yeah, somebody can definitely get you.
What's to stop that? Like, from someone like, yo, what are you inspired by? I'm inspired by.
Yeah, yeah, that's really loose then. Like, that plagiarism rule could get loose. Like, then it could be like, if you inspired by 500 shows, then is it really plagiarism? Like, yeah. Like thinking of a drug dealer show, like, it's not the hardest concept. Like, you're just building the concept of doing something illegal to make money and then the dangers of that life. And then it's just kind of how well the actors can do.
You know, well, at that point, like, I think you should just create a new show. Don't create more seasons for
too much money is really thrown into this.
I mean, well, fuck it. Like, then to just end the show then, because then at a certain point, it is going to be plagiarism because people are going to start suing and saying like, okay, well, you use my script or you used such and such script or something like that in order to generate this script or something like that, or to generate this content that's coming out because we're necessarily on strike or something that we're not happy with. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there are loopholes with it, but I think now is the time to get that shit off, because I think in a year or two, or maybe 5 years, it's going to take a little bit of time. I definitely see it changing. Like, Drake got that song taken down so fucking quick, and that shit generated like millions of views or streams and stuff like that. And it was on Apple Music and Spotify, and like, I didn't even know it was on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard it on YouTube. Like, that's crazy that got cleared to be on there.
I was gonna say the other thing too, like, with the strike, they're striking because what, they're not getting paid enough. So, well, yeah, even if you guys win this strike and you come back and you have like an AI that's only getting faster and faster, we're only in the infancy stages right now, and if it's going to advance even further, then I imagine the strike you're going on for getting less money is only going to hurt you more in the future, because now it's kind of like, you really think we're going to pay you more when now your job feels even more obsolete? And That's kind of where I'm landing with that. So.
Yeah, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to pay the writer or the actor more? Are you going to pay the coach or the players more or something like that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that's always like, they're doing like, this because like, they feel like our writing is doing so good, we deserve like a huger slice of the pie. Like, I think Robert Downey Jr. got paid up to like $1.5 million for like his shit in like Endgame or something like that. Why can't a writer get like, you know, like, I don't know, half of that. Maybe not half of that, but you know, a good slice of that pie. Just so the actor got like that. He's reading my lines.
I wrote really that don't for know, him. Son. Like, I think like you gotta cement that shit early, or maybe you gotta be the writer that directs it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like
we obviously take pride in writers. Like if something like if a writer, I don't know writers off the top of my head, but like when you see a certain writer like write the, I don't know, like James Gunn, right? James Gunn is writing a new Superman movie. James Gunn has also written Suicide Squad and other Marvel films. So I'm excited that he is going to do a Superman movie. So that's going to be good. So like when you see a good writer, it's just kind of like a good director. So like I believe they deserve like a bigger slice.
Yeah, I agree too. I mean, the writing is the entire like crux of a show. Like a lot of times when we complain about a show, we complain about the writing, or like the writing went to shit in season 5 or something like that. Like that's mainly it. And because so much rides on that outside of just the acting, it should get a bigger piece of the pie. I agree. But yeah, the main thing now is the fact that you're going on strike because you're not already not getting a lot of money. For you to come back, I imagine even more jobs to be cut or potentially payments to be lowered. I think at the end of it, you can go on strike, but are you really willing to risk your entire livelihood forever? Like, this is also something that you're passionate and what you stand on and what you live for. I don't know. I hope it works. I do hope it pans out for them, but it's like, it feels like they're fighting a losing battle, unfortunately, but I do pray for the best.
No, bro, you're talking about, they're already fighting a losing battle because they're, we didn't even talk about this, but they're striking because of the, you know, streaming and how that changed all their contracts. So you're already working off of old contracts. So you're like, all right, let's strike to just get this streaming money right for us now. And now they're like, well, hold up. Just so y'all know, now we can use AI. And they're like, well, shit. Now that's something else that we have to fight for. So I don't know. It's a losing battle to me. And it's business at the end of the day. Like, if they can somehow replace these motherfuckers, and then, you know what I'm saying, we don't know this, and they can just keep taking that money, that extra money that they don't even really need it, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing they can do about it. Like, it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah, I think personally, yeah, it is going to be a losing battle for them
situation.
Because, like, if they had, like, the thing about, like, ghostwriters and stuff like that, or, like, certain writers of music, like, why are they writers of music, or why are they ghostwriters? Because they don't necessarily have that quote-unquote whatever the industry wants them to have in order to put them in the spotlight or some shit like that. So eventually they get tired of that when they have little to no stream. I mean, like, they have all these fucking streams, they have all this fucking shit for an artist that they wrote a song for, and they're getting fucking pennies for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's the same. I mean, it's media, so maybe it's the same thing with writers. You know what I'm saying? Like, writers, like, well, you're writing this shit, but you can't act what you're writing or something like that. So we're going to give you fucking whatever we think we're going to give you. But we got to get this top actor, or we got to get somebody that's hot right now. We got to pay them a certain budget because of what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't necessarily act out what you're writing, like, a type of thing. Like, I think there's a lot of politics that could possibly go into that stuff, you know? Like, I don't know.
It's a real slippery slope, I think, and I think we got to just go wait on and see. I think this is like week two, right? This is week two that has been going on, or?
Yeah, I see a lot of other celebrities supporting them, which is cool, you know, as you mentioned, because it's a losing battle, it's like, it's good to see them trying to help, you know. It is sad. So what you gonna do?
Well, hope they get their penny, son. Yeah. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Anything to say about before we move on to the next thing?
Nah, shout out to the writers. Please don't mess up Last of Us 2, and please don't mess up Raising Kanan, because I'm waiting on those. I really want those shows. So yeah.
Nasty. Or Warrior.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the gaming section of the news. So GQ, for some reason, took it upon themselves to make a 100 best video games a list. And on this list, how do you want to start this? You want to start with, like, what's number one, or what's not on this list think should be on here?
I think one you want to go with, there's no real criteria here. They just went with developers and streamers and everything else and just said the best games of all time. And I always get mad at comparisons or lists like this, because it's like saying, let's put The Wire and SpongeBob in the top two shows of all time. And it's like, they're not the same shows.
That's
like,
what it looks like.
It's crazy, because the disparity when you can start this top 10, the first two games, it goes Zelda and then Last of Us and then Tetris. It's like, what are we talking about here? So, but yeah, like, what did you think just from seeing at least the first, like, top 10?
What did you say?
Is 2K on this list?
No, you're there's right. no sports games.
Are there any? Are there any sports games? That's kind of sportsist.
Sports.
That's a little sportsist. It's a little gamesist. You know, man, that's crazy.
That
right. Like, a sports game's not on there.
No, they got that part.
Yeah,
right. I'll think
you're elitist. That's the term. Yeah, that's the term.
Could say that NFL Street or something, NBA Street, one of them games. Like, something could have been on there that could have landed. I don't know. That was worth incorporating. But 100 games, you guys have, like, yeah, you just missed out a lot. But you can if you want to start on it, you could take a quick look at it. You have like games like Destiny 1 above Call of Duty 4 and above God of War 2018. I don't even know how those games compare. It's kind of ridiculous. But yeah.
It's ridiculous on this list, because I looked from the beginning and I saw The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask at 69, and I was like, bro, why the fuck is Destiny above Majora's Mask? I was like, who the fuck sat there and was like, yeah, you know what, I'd rather play Destiny over Majora's Mask. And I was like, so there's just like, oh nigga, video games, I like this, like this game. And I was like, there's nothing to go off of. Like, what was the basis of this list?
Is it not, like, you know what I'm saying, like, me, like, you know what I'm saying, I could say, like, I've played some of these games, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably go off, like, the games sold in a year, or fucking, I don't know, the amount of
you would
people
be right to go off
on
something. This was going off, like, hey, nigga, let's listen
like,
to
what
games
do you like? So you
we
just
we
think
can make
it
a better
just,
list.
Like, just whatever?
Oh, we can definitely make it better.
I mean, it's what it looks like. You have Tetris number 3 and then Bloodborne's 4.
Yeah.
Like, you can't rank those two. It's like one of the first fucking, like, video. Like, bro, you cannot know.
Yeah.
Bro, this list is terrible. I've actually played a lot of these.
Yeah.
And they definitely shouldn't be ranked together. Mm-mm. I mean, COD 4, like.
Son, Tetris is above The Witcher 3. Yeah. I'll stab
like,
you.
No. No. But I mean, if you're talking about
time,
like.
You gotta be from that time.
I'm saying, like, if Tetris, people have been playing Tetris forever. So if you're. That's your criteria, really technically. Shit,
yeah. And but then. Still, like,
Candy Crush on this bitch?
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't even know how to measure the impact. Like, I don't know how Halo 1 is above Halo 3. Like, Halo 1 is at 21, Halo 3 is at 45. You have GTA 5 at 48, but that's above GTA 3 and Fallout 3. Like, I don't know. Like, just from looking at them alone, you were, like, maybe understanding the angle it was going from the first top three. You have Last of Us and, like, Legend of Zelda. So it's maybe, like, single-player campaign, what were the best experiences, but... To have Tetris
Destiny
and
then, on here, though.
Yeah, that's one of the worst games ever. That shouldn't even belong on the top 100. And that's another thing that makes no sense. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell they were thinking with. They didn't even put MGS 4, but they put MGS 3 on here. And I don't know. I feel like
I noticed that Kingdom Hearts 2 is not on this list, so that's already false.
Yeah.
that's a wildest fight that's on the list.
And that Zelda joint, that's the Switch game.
Yeah, it is a Switch game. Yeah, it's not even the best Zelda game, but it's number one.
You had no.
Would y'all put the Switch game as the number one game?
What is?
Or is that kind of weird? I feel like is it not weird to have a Switch game as the best game of all time? Or is that just
weird? That is weird. That's good. That's actually.
I do.
Point.
I think it's weird.
Suboptimal. I don't think it is. Fucking console, bro.
Like,
that's just odd.
Yeah, you could have had GTA 4, you could have had any Tekken game, you could have had, I don't know, the other Metal Gear 4s or something like that. Half your PS2, PS3, PS4 library is belonging on this that they skipped. You didn't have Forza, you didn't have Gran Turismo, you didn't have, like, you're just missing, like, some of the most optimal games. I think Gran Turismo sold, like, 20 million, 30
well,
million or something.
Game.
Like,
something right? Got
that's
Civilization 5 above Mario Odyssey. All right, I'm done.
Yeah. And Mass Effect 2 above Metal Gear and Red Dead. Like, Mass Effect 2 wasn't even, like, I don't know when what world.
Did you play Mass Effect?
Of course I played Mass Effect. That's not one of the best games in the world.
Like, if anything, I'll put Mass Effect 3 above.
What about Resident Evil 4?
Resident Evil 4 was on the list. It was number 11. But even that's not number 11. That's a good game. I would even put it maybe in the top 100, but I don't think that's above half the game it's above, like Halo 3.
So I definitely
Tetris
think it's a, I definitely
two
think
times
it's a top 20
here.
Game. Tetris
Resident
Evil 4 is
twice.
A top 20 games.
Tetris is on here for number 79. Tetris,
I think Tetris
Effect,
twice is actually does.
And then the original Tetris.
No.
It has to be user play. Or, I don't fucking know, man.
I think we can definitely think about our list on this. I think we should, honestly.
We got to come back. Come back with a top 20 list. Or yeah, I think at least top 20.
Yeah.
You can come up with maybe even put it in a criteria.
20 games? Like, that's
going to
be hard.
But.
Were, like, Pokemon games on here, or, like, fucking...
There's different Pokemon games on here. There's the original and Gold and Silver.
I mean, yeah. So I like Soul
Silver.
Which
is crazy.
A lot, but, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's not hate on the 3DS or DS.
No, Modern Warfare 2.
That's
crazy. Modern Warfare 2.
That is crazy. That was a like, whole phenomenal, son. Niggas is on that shit heavy.
No Gears of War, by the way, like at all on this list. So that's
I'll flip my desk over that one Gears of War.
Like the main Xbox game that anyone can think of. I'm like, okay, no Gears of War. All right, great. Like
no Fable. So, yeah. I don't know about Fable, Roy. I don't know how it's at your house and I have to be Fable one day because your Xbox wouldn't let me say
either.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Glad to make it work.
Fable is a long ass game.
Exactly. Niggas Xbox was hot as shit.
I guess I don't remember them days when you didn't have the memory card.
Memory card was like $60, bro. Your parents is not dropping bread on
that. I used to leave SmackDown versus Raw on all
that
day.
That wasn't on here either. That should be on here. Loki SmackDown versus Raw was an epic game.
Hell yeah, that game was a fucking state. Yeah. Are there? Damn, son, that's crazy. Yeah. But there's no sports games, obviously.
Bro,
no
Def Jam, no 50 Cent Bulletproof, no nothing. Like stupid. But one of the worst like lists I've seen. But yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely gonna do another list and we're gonna do it justice when I have reasons for the games are on this list. They're gonna make sense. We're not gonna have Tetris 1 and 2, 4 and 5 and all that bullshit. We'll do a better list.
But it's like GQ's not really necessarily like
that's the whole point. That
demographic.
Why did they make this list? It's like whenever IGN puts out like, yo, here's a movie review, I don't give a fuck what IGN thinks about movies.
Yeah, because they just play it safe each time. Or you could kind of guess that their review is gonna be what everyone else is thinking. So yeah, it's nonsense.
Very much so. Anything else in gaming you guys want to talk about or go over?
Nah, nothing.
All right. Who's getting your ass whooped in that Star Wars live stream?
Son, I was, bro.
I saw you. Damn, these things is tough.
I saw you pop on the video. I'm like, bro, first of all, I forgot how to play. I had to play in a week, came back. These things is whooping my ass.
And
I
saw Spicer. Armor, and they got some more shit.
I saw you write LOL. And I was like, oh, hold on, son. These things is watching.
I knew I was going to make you unsweat. And then after that, son, like, you went full sweaty. Like, you
I was like, niggas is watching. Hold on, I gotta act right real quick. Put these chips down.
I was watching.
That's funny. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we head into Under the Bridge? Bet. All right, who wants to go first for Under the Bridge, man?
I don't have anything crazy, but obviously I think I've been on my random movie wave. I don't know if anyone's seen this movie. It's kind of old. It came out in like 2010. It's on Peacock and it's on HBO. It's called I Saw the Devil. I don't know if anybody's seen it before, but if you've
the movie,
yeah, the movie. It's
oh yeah, I like that joint. Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's like if you like the movie Old Boy, it's kind of in that similar vein where it's just like a really like a real mind fuck type of movie. But essentially, it's just a guy's wife gets mutilated in like the first like 10 minutes of the movie, and then the fiance or whatever like is like hunting him down, but he captures him the first time and he like breaks his arm and then lets him go. And then this criminal goes and tries to like assault another girl or another guy, and then the hero whatever captures him again, breaks his leg. So essentially he's playing like this demented like cat and mouse game with the guy who killed his wife, because he's actually also getting off to like torturing this villain. It's really sadistic, but it's really good. Excellent movie, actually. Definitely recommend it. I just finished it yesterday. So
this is a movie or a series?
It's a movie. I Saw the Devil. It's just one of those, like, if you've ever seen Old Boy before, that's one of those movies that'll like really ruin your head if you've ever seen a movie like that. So this is literally like that same vein, and it's actually the same main actor in this movie. So it's a really good film. Definitely check it
that
out.
Nigga like doing those type of roles then.
Yeah. So watch it. I'm watching it in subtitles too. So it's,
I was about to say a Korean film.
Yeah. Watching.
True. Yeah, sounds like we need a review on that one.
Yeah. Can we get a would you watch it again?
The thing is with Old Boy, I didn't ever watch that again, but this one I would, I think. But yeah, we can.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to that, because apparently you still owe me and Roy some money, right?
I don't know what you're referring to, man. I did
and I'm dealing with inflation, tax rates, all that shit. So we're up to at least 900. Up to at least 900.
Yeah, I'll get one out, man. Yeah, it's not hard.
Anyone else want to go next? What should I go?
I got one. I'm not like sure. Like, it's not like a, yo, you should definitely watch this shit. It's more like a watch this and tell me how you feel, because I'm not sure. But I just got done watching The Night Agent with my girl. It's like Netflix's number one show right now. It's about a guy that's, I think he's like an FBI. He's in the FBI, but he ends up like joining like a secret service called like the Night Agents or the Night Action Service. And yeah, it turns into this whole like thriller crime thing, like 24 style type, who's the real villain type shit. But yeah, I didn't like it, to be honest. But
you gonna tell us to watch it?
I know, dude.
But maybe y'all will like it, because a lot of people do like it. But me personally, I found myself on my phone a lot. I just didn't really enjoy it much. But my girl liked it. Other people liked it. Let me know what you think.
What was the name of it? Say it again.
The Night Agent. And like the co-star, good looking dude, the girl, good looking. So maybe that's just all it is.
Let me ask you this. This will determine if I watch it or not. Are there titties?
This guy.
No. 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 I think you see the guy's ass in one scene.
Oh, I'm in. All right. I'm in. I tuned into that one episode of Ballers when The Rock tweeted. I was like, did my first nude scene. I was like, gotta see that.
Yeah, you're
still- you know that ass is chiseled. No, the butt on that.
He must work out.
Mine is one that I've done before, but I'm going to do it again because I had a conversation with some friends and Abdul to watch the show. So, watch BoJack Horseman, son. BoJack Horseman. All jokes aside. It is one of the best shows that I've ever seen. And you know my track record. Have I ever given you anything bad? Anything? Name one show I give you.
Titans. Titans is bad. I can stand on that one.
First off, bitch, you were excited. This is I was to watch that show. I didn't put you on.
Recommendation. I was like, all right.
Season two was good. Suck me off. Fuck you. That's pretty bad. But BoJack Horseman is actually really, really good. I know the fact that it's a cartoon and like it's a talking horse and dealing with talking animals sounds ridiculous, but I think it's done in such a way because like these are like crazy ass real world issues like depression, drug abuse, sexuality. Those are all about like different like real world issues, and it's funny as shit because it's a fucking horse, so it takes some of like the like stress off of it. Like one quote that I've seen from the show was just like, he's like, for some reason just starts like working out, and a guy who's like always running past his house is like, yo, it gets easier, but you have to do it every day. So do it every day and it'll get easier to you. And I was like, son, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Watch the show.
It's on my list, man. It's on the list. I put it on the list.
Put it at the top of the list.
God damn, son.
I'll go ahead and go with mine. The Office was one of my like feel good shows when I was in college and stuff like that. When I was feeling down, I would watch The Office, or you know what I'm saying? It was just a show I could just turn on any time of the fuck a day. So I found a new show that I low key feel like that with, and it's this show called Ted Lasso. It has Jason Sudeikis in it, and I'm not even like the biggest like soccer watcher, but it's about him being a football coach that literally becomes the manager of a British soccer team. And he doesn't know shit about the team or know anything about soccer, but like his optimism and literally like it's just humor and just overall just like personality really just like brings it to the show. And it's funny as fuck. Like Jason Sudeikis has like a really good like track record. Mm-hmm. Son, like his movies are like funny as hell. Yeah. One that stands out to me is The Campaign. Like I don't even know, like people have seen that movie, but I feel like it's one of those like under the radar type of movies or whatever. And that's a movie like he didn't even have a big role in it, but like, you know, but he has tons of other movies. But for real, like that show right there, like it's really good. Like it'll make you laugh. Like I don't know, you'll feel you know, ties to like relationships and all this other shit. Like you get kind of like emotionally invested in it. And it's only like a 30-minute sitcom, so like it's not something that like you got to spend hours and hours watching. But yeah, like it's a feel-good show. I posted it on Facebook, people were like, tons of people were like, yo, I watch it. I was like, holy shit. I had no idea. I think it's like an Apple TV show.
Oh yeah, that shit's huge, bro. Niggas love Ted Lasso. I will watch it. I haven't seen it because it's fucking Apple.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like now, like damn, like maybe I need to tap into Apple TV or something like that. But yeah, I love it, and you know what I'm saying, definitely check it out. Yeah. Maybe I might start playing soccer.
There you go. shout out to him. I don't want to like him, but like he is funny as shit and it's undeniable, but he has like this snarky face that I want to hate so bad, but he's like
your average white guy.
I don't know what it is. It's like The Horrible Bosses was funny as shit, Where the Millers is funny as shit, like even
son, he's in fucking Hall Pass, bro.
That movie, like all his movies are funny as shit. And he's funny, but I don't know why I just hated like seeing him, but I can't deny he's funny. I'm just being a hater, so but not shut up.
You are. He's such a funny guy.
He has like this country accent in fucking UK, and it's just hilarious as hell. Like he doesn't get any of the lingo that they have, and they try to like UK people trying to do like a country accent is some of the funniest shit ever, bro. Like it's just It's just zingers, like, back and forth. Like, it's just fucking just dry humor sometimes.
Zingers.
Dingers.
Well, all right, y'all, this is going to do it for us. Again, if you're listening to the audio version and you want to see, you know, our beautiful faces, check out the video version on YouTube, Geeked Up Productions, and don't forget to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.